We're going to take a one-minute ad break as we head into the seventh. Don't go anywhere.
Longwood Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Longwood Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's the Longwood Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the softball game as we have our first out that just happened as Angie Babu just kind of had a floating foul ball. It would have been foul, but the first baseman just made a nice little smooth play to get her out. And it was just a short little, not even a pop-up. It just kind of floated right to her. So we're in the top of the seventh with one out here. And Regan Hoffman is at bat. Here comes the pitch. Strike number one. That was a great pitch. The batter thought it was outside, but I'm telling you, I can see it right here. That was right on the plate. That was the ump has been almost spectacular today. Got a few like pitches here and there, but like I said, you want overall consistency. Great attempt by the second baseman. Does she get it the first time? She does! Wow! What a play by number 10. Scheitower makes a diving catch at second base off a grounder, was able to get to her feet, whiz the ball over to their first baseman. That was sister to sister, Scheitower to Scheitower. Well, there's the connection. Of course it worked. Two outs. Strike one is pitched to Jalen Brunell, just now the third baseman for Schwamming Screaming Eagles. Scores 15-14, folks. Screaming Eagles are in the lead by 1 point. This is a close game, and there's two outs in the top of the seventh. Let's see what happens as Dahlman's been pitching great. That is a ball. All righty. One ball, one strike. Here for Brunell. Swing, and it bounces. Can she beat the throw? She does not. Great effort by the first baseman who had to make a stretching catch. She kept her foot on the base. She was able to extend and get the catch. Wow. And Rib Lake just pulled off an incredible defensive effort here in the seventh inning, top of the seventh. Screaming Eagles. This is it. Screaming Eagles. It is, they've been leading a lot this game. They've been leading a little this game. They are up 15-14 in the bottom of the seventh, and Rib Lake, even though they're losing by one, seem to have the momentum as they were able to just get boom, 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 all three outs very quickly in the seventh inning, forcing the Eagles to have two scoreless innings in a row. All right. Wow. Let's see what's going to be happening next as we go forward. Brenholt is going to be looking to pitch an entire first game. If you can get away with the win here, that would be huge. Honestly, for the exception of one inning, she had one inning where she gave up seven. Other than that, she's given up seven the entire rest of the game. And same with Weeks. She gave up nine in the first three, but then only six in the last four. So both pitchers, I'm sorry, not for Weeks, but then they brought in Dahlman, excuse me, and she has pitched really well the next two innings. With a lot of strikeouts. So, okay. Rib Lake up to bat. First batter, the bottom of the seventh, game of the line. Big hit. It's going to go right to the center fielder for a catch, out number one. Rib Lake's getting good contact on Brenholt, but if she can have good ball placement and keep the ball from just going in weird places, they can look to try to end this game right here, right now. One out in the bottom of the seventh. As number eight, I believe, is coming up to bat. That'd be Dahlman. Here we go. Ball one. Crowd's into it. Some parents are literally pacing. They're on their feet. They're looking. Next pitch. Contact goes right by the pitcher. That's going to be a single. And we now have a batter on base for Rib Lake. That's the tying run right there. Tying run is on first. in the bottom of the seventh. And I want to remind everyone, this is it. It's seven innings, not nine. It's seven innings. This is it. This is the bottom of the seventh. Tying run on first. Here comes the pitch. She gets contact, but it goes foul. Butler able to get contact, but it went high and backwards. So with that, we are looking. He comes back in. One ball, zero ball, one strike. Big hit. It's going to float and drop in front of the center fielder. That's only going to advance the runners on one base. So the tie-in runs on second. The lead is on first, okay? The runner on first is to take the lead.